Now, I've not spoken to this young man for quite a while. I'm joined on the line by the leader of Brentwood Council, Chris Hossack. So good afternoon to you, Chris.
Good afternoon, Michelle. I have to say, for somebody who's turning 50 this year, that is a novelty to be described as a young man.
Well, you're a young man to some people. That would that would be the case, as we all are.
To me, Mum.
Yeah. We're going to talk today about the crisis in the Ukraine, because Brentwood are actually putting on a concert, and I know there's other things that have been going on to raise funds. Do you want to give us a little bit of an update of what's been going on locally?
Across the world and locally, we've all been watching what's been unfolding on Sky News and everything else where we pick up our information, the internet. It's absolutely shocking. I mean, literally, it's a shock what is going on in the centre of Europe in the year 2022.
Yeah.
And Putin, frankly, seems to have just lost the plot. There's all sorts of speculation about why he's in this place, but there we are. We are in this situation. And now you're looking at the biggest refugee crisis since the Second World War. I think over 2 million people, or around 2 million people, have now left the Ukraine. And that's only going to grow. And, you know, there'll certainly need to be a response to that that's far better than what the British government is putting forward at the moment, and we're hearing a lot about that. So that is coming. There is going to be a need to accommodate people who are displaced from a war zone in Europe, which you can't believe you're saying this stuff, but you are. So we're all seeing this happening, and then naturally people, good, right-minded people, go, well, what can I do to help? And clearly Brentwood has its good share of those sort of people. We saw it all through the pandemic. You know, those sort of people have come forward again. So what we've done locally is we've reconvened what we call our community hub calls. In fact, we've got one this afternoon again. And these were the calls that we pulled together when the pandemic was at its peak. And we had groups like Brentwood Mutual Aid, people like Food Bank, Daily Bread, and all these other people that just wanted to support Lighthouse Furniture and offer what they could as a community organisation to try and support people. And so we've reconvened these calls because we needed to do exactly the same thing again. And the obvious thing that people start to think about is, you know, can I donate? So Brentwood Council's position is the easiest thing to do is donate to the British Red Cross Disasters Emergency Commission Ukraine Fund. Okay, so we've been signposting people to that, because you've got to remember, organisations like the Red Cross and these international aid agencies, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for decades. They operate in war zones. They've got the expertise. They've got all the risk assessments done. They know what to do and what not to do. You'll never go wrong putting money towards the Red Cross and other aid agencies like UNICEF and whatever else, Tear Fund, all these people that are trying to support. That's one of the things we're doing. But then, of course, people want to do something physical. And we know during the course of last week, there was quite a big push collecting food. There was a big push for particularly, what's the right word? Not medical supplies, but things like painkillers and some medical supplies and those sort of products, you know, nappies, then all of that sort of stuff. You know, the images we're seeing is predominantly a lot of young mums and children coming out of the Ukraine. It's awful to watch. Yeah. But you can see that and say, well, you know what they're going to need. So a lot of collections happening. The clothes, people often give clothes. You think, wow, it's cold over there, but secondhand clothes is tricky. Some of the quality, let's say, varies from time to time. And then it's all very well giving that stuff, but you've got to remember, you've actually then got to get it to Poland, and then you've got to get it over the border, and then you've got to get it into a war zone, and that's not easy. And that's why I think where these aid agencies sort of have the upper hand.
Yeah.
Now, we did have a truck that left. There was a guy called Chris Bonnet. Who's a local businessman, and he had a truck, empty truck, not empty in the end, going back to Poland. He's got those connections on Transintercontinental, and he's done his thing, and we filled the truck, or we, the community, filled the truck on Monday, and that's gone.
Mm.
But again, it becomes difficult when you talk about shipping food. There's import restrictions. There's import codes that are needed to move things like secondhand goods and clothes. So the whole thing is just complicated, all right? So I'm not saying people should stop giving, but we do need to think about, it's easy collecting stuff in Brentwood, but how do you get it into a war zone or refugee camps or stuff like that?
Yeah.
So one of the things we thought of was, look, what can we do to pull the community together, feel that they're involved, and help them raise funds? And we're blessed in Brentwood because We have actually got a good Brentwood Centre with a big hall. We have got a good operator in the form of SLM, who are really open to supporting the community. And we have got a fantastic Brentwood Imperial Youth Band. And we've also got some generous businesses like B-Fibre who are willing to support it, and others.
Mm-hmm.
So we pulled this together really quickly last week. We agreed on Friday that it was feasible, it was a doer, and we could do it. So on Saturday, 26th of March, which is around 6:45 p.m., the concert will start. We're going to do a Brentwood's concert for Ukraine.
Yeah.
And it is the youth band, so everyone knows the youth band and knows the sort of music they do. But it will be uplifting. It will be something people can buy tickets and put a top-up amount in. And I'll be honest with you, I absolutely want to ram out the Brentwood Centre, 1,500 people, 1,300 people is about the max capacity. So let's sell all those tickets. Let's get people donating as much as they can to the British Red Cross, which is where the funds are going to for the Ukraine appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get together and as a community so we feel we're doing something. Let's do it in a way that sort of lifts our spirits because it's hugely depressing. Let's do it in a way that lifts the spirits and reaches an arm out to the local Ukrainian community we've got in Brentwood. And, yeah, let's just raise some money for this bloody awful situation, if I can say that, Michelle.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking to do. So, as I say, Saturday the 26th, 6:45, the concert starts. Brentwood Imperial Youth Band. If you want to book it, buy a ticket, and please do, because, you know, we've got 3 weeks to sell 1,500 tickets is a tall order, but I'm confident we can do it because people want to give in the first instance, but I'm sure they'd like to give and be able to enjoy a concert at the same time.
Yeah.
Is ticketsource, one word, .co.uk, and then it's /the-Brentwood-Centre. And I think that should come up with the... You can only buy the tickets online. There's going to be a huge amount of PR already going out on social media, posters, emails, whatever. And we just need to, and radio, of course.
Yep.
And we just need to spread it far and wide. And I really would like to ram out the hall. And I'd love to raise 25 grand for the Ukraine appeal for the British Red Cross.
Yeah. And you can see, if you go onto Facebook and just type in Brentwood's concert for Ukraine, it will come up and you can just click on the link. The links are all there, and then pay your £10 for the concert on the 26th of March at 6:45 here at the Brentwood Centre. And, yeah, hoping to raise as much money as possible. And I think hopefully it will be rammed out.
I really want it to be. It's, like I say, it's a bit of a challenge, but I think because of the situation and people's desire to want to do something, I think that will drive them, that they say, you know, I want to attend that concert because I know my money's going to a good cause. Now, the tickets are £10, we put them at an affordable price point, so if a family of four want to go, it's not going to break the bank. But, you know, you'll see when you go to the booking on Ticketsource, there will be the option to top up, and please do, because if we do 1,500 tickets at 10 quid, it's 15 grand. If people buy them at 20 quid ahead, or something like that, you're going to raise 20 grand, 30 grand, who knows? But there's, you know, there's no shortage of money going to be required to support the Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
And let's hope, actually, frankly, let's just talk about, once this damn thing's over, that we can start supporting the Ukrainians to rebuild their country.
Yes.
So the money is always going to be needed, no matter what the outcome is, whether it's supporting refugees, whether it's supporting a rebuild, whether it's supporting them locally here in Brentwood. So it's, we know that you can't throw enough cash at this problem because the cost of war is literally huge, and we're all going to feel it, aren't we? So, but particularly the Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a good way of showing solidarity for them in Brentwood. We have a small, but we do have a Ukrainian community in Brentwood. Some of them we know, they're business people. Woodlands Coffee Shop, Schmidt Kitchens in Brentwood, they're all run by Ukrainian entrepreneurial people who are part of our community.
Yeah.
And I really hope they can come along to the concert and feel that, you know, they're cared for by the people of Brentwood, and this is one way of demonstrating it.
I was talking to somebody yesterday and just said, you can't imagine that. You know, you're in your home now, people might be listening in their homes, and you've got your photographs and your memories and all sorts of things. And if you thought that tomorrow you'd have to pack a bag and leave and maybe never go back to that property, you can't take hardly anything with you, what would that what would that be like? To leave your home, to leave your country, to try and escape from what's happening. It just must be the worst feeling. And obviously, you know, if you were to come back, your house might not even be there.
And Michelle, it's not only that. I mean, you're right. I mean, you have to, do have to. And I think if people try and take a moment out to try and put their feet in the shoes of the Ukrainian people that are facing that, it really should help motivate them to want to support. But not only that, you know, you leave your house, you go to the border as a family, and your husband says, goodbye, I've got to go back.
Yeah.
And you don't even know if you're going to see each other again.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just, you know, it's emotional just to talk about it, isn't it? Because we can't envisage that. But this is happening, you know, in Europe.
Mm.
And it's really difficult. We just need to do what we can in a way that actually has the most impact. I don't know if the concert's the right or the wrong thing to do, but we're just going to do it because we're going to raise a load of cash, and we're going to try and put an arm around our Ukrainian community. And it seems that this is a good way of doing it. I'm really pleased that some local businesses have got behind it. I'm really pleased that we've got a youth band that just went, drop of a hat, Chris, bloody good idea, let's do it. I'm really pleased that everyone active have said, yeah, let's make a space, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And a couple of companies, Perception and B-Fiber, I'm plugging them, but they've really got behind us and said, you know, if we can support you financially to make it happen, they've done so. And I'm really, really pleased that we've got this generosity in Brentwood. And because I think we've all been hugely moved by it, haven't we? And we'll continue to be
yes.
as long as the situation unfolds.